ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a topic which is very informative and very useful, and that topic is the characteristics of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The Holy Quran, it praises the Holy Prophet's character in a number of places. There's a famous verse in which God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and indeed you possess a great character. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. But the question arises as to, okay, we know that the Prophet was a great man, he was a great person, he had great characteristics, but what exactly are these characteristics? Or we want to kind of tangibly see what they were. Fortunately, the people around the Prophet, especially the family of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, they always took note of this, and they transmitted and transferred stories of the Prophet's noble characteristics to us. For example, in one hadith we read the following. Imam Ali alayhi salam described the Prophet in the following way. He had the most generous of hands, and his chest was the boldest of all. And he was very generous. He was the most truthful of people in speech, and the most trustworthy in liability. He was the most lenient of people in disposition, and the kindest of them in social companionship. Those who saw him would spontaneously respect him, and those who associated with him and came to know him loved him. I have never seen anyone like him before him or after him. And many hadiths have also been narrated from all of the wives of the Prophet. Specifically Aisha, she has narrated a lot of things about the great character of the Prophet. When she was asked about the character of the Prophet in his house, she said, he was the best of people in character. He neither swore nor was obscene. He did not make a clamor in the markets and did not return bad with its like, but he would pardon and forgive. And she also said there was no characteristic more hated by the Prophet of Allah than lying. And whenever he found out about any of his companions as having lied, he would retract from that person until he knew that that person had repented. And it's also been narrated that she said he was the most lenient of people and the kindest of people. He was as normal as one of your men, except that he laughed and smiled a lot. Muhammad ibn Hanafiya said, the Messenger of Allah almost never said something no. When he was asked to do something that he wanted to do, he would say yes. And if he was asked to do something that he did not want to do, he would keep silent. And it, meaning the answer, would be known from his silence. This is a good trait that all of us can adopt in our lives. These are all tangible examples of the noble character and characteristics of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.